That's with Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics. And this week he writes about political violence. The political violence of this last week in the United States upset everything, but then it continued to be upsetting all week long. The Secret Service director has now resigned her post, and there will be changes at the Secret Service. But there's also changes at the top of the ticket. And this is not about violence. This is about a surprise. At least it was to me, because a week passed, Mr. Biden said he was going to stay and redoubled his intention not only to be the candidate for the Democratic Party, but to win, to defeat Mr. Trump again. And then, Joe, I don't know, is it too early to say that the United Kingdom, with a new government, with Mr. Starmer and an overwhelming majority, and enjoying a honeymoon of sorts, has it reacted in any way to the new name in the Democratic Party, presuming that Ms. Harris is successful gaining the convention's nomination, and presuming Ms. Harris is successful winning in November? Has Europe reacted to that possibility?
My sense is that the main European reaction to these developments at this point is a form of exhausted puzzlement, because, I mean, U.S. politics has become so confusing for us Americans, so you can only imagine how it looks from overseas. And the concern over here very much remains, what is any new administration in the U.S. going to do in terms of security policy in Europe, economic relations with Europe? And I think from that perspective, my sense is that there's a certain hope or relief at the prospect that Kamala Harris might reinvigorate the Democratic side of this campaign and create an alternative to Trump. But you get the impression that's almost as much an aesthetic judgment as it is anything about her policy ideas, which we don't know very much about. Because you can't necessarily argue that the Biden administration has been an enormous success for Europe, even if perhaps it has been a little less chaotic than the first Trump term had been, you know, when Trump was in office. So I think that at this point, people are basically just in batten down the hatches and wait mode over here.
I'm presuming that the agitation about Mr. Trump that we witnessed in 2020 continues in Europe. Has there been any change in the weather?
Well, I think that Europe's big concern in a lot of these issues is they want a president in Washington who will be relatively firm in terms of deterrence against adversaries, which in Europe primarily means Russia, but also China. And then they also want someone who will be relatively friendly toward Europe and sympathetic to Europe's sometime dilatoriness about ramping up defense spending. And then they want someone who will not aggravate the trading relationship with protectionism in America. And so on all of those scores, I think that they often worry about Trump, but they've tended to underestimate the amount of damage that President Biden was doing. You know, for example, this approach to Ukraine, where sometimes we help Ukraine and sometimes we want them to pull back, that has not really been good for Europe. I think that the confused deterrence posture on Russia or China has not been good for Europe. So it feels a little more familiar to them because Biden had been around for a long time and Harris is a much more conventional politician. In terms of the actual policy outcomes, I think that Europe might have to grapple with the fact that neither of these two candidates is going to be particularly good for them.
The Labour Party, I've long associated with a social safety net, with generosity towards the population, with large programs centered on what London thinks is best for the rest of the country. Now, that sounds vaguely like the Democratic Party. And the Labour has not been in power since, I believe, the early years of Mr. Obama's first term. So can we anticipate there'll be sympathy for Ms. Harris's campaign, and if she's successful, sympathy for administration out of Labour?
I mean, it's been this interesting dynamic where oftentimes you've had interesting sort of cross the bench friendships develop. I mean, famously, Labor Tony Blair and Republican George W. Bush were very close allies, for much of the time that they overlapped. So it's not impossible, but I do think that if we have a Trump administration, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Prime Minister Keir Starmer within the Labor Party to not be seen getting too close to Trump, because a lot of this kind of cultural or aesthetic aversion to Trump that you see in a lot of corners of American politics, especially on the left, has carried over to the left in Europe. And I think that that factor, more than necessarily the policy merits or even the personality, might affect how Europe would interact with the Trump administration if that's what we end up getting.
And is London under Starmer more welcoming to a Democratic victory than a Republican victory? Or are those, is that simply oranges and apples?
I think on balance, they would probably prefer a Democratic victory just because there would be more ideological sympathy there and it wouldn't be Donald Trump. But you do have to give Starmer credit for the fact that he is trying to prepare the UK for any eventuality. They're having a new debate about defense spending. My read on that is that a big part of it is that they want to be able to demonstrate to whoever the next U.S. president is that Britain is fully committed to meeting its security targets within NATO and being a reliable partner there. You could expect some discussion about economic issues. So I think that they're trying to future-proof themselves no matter who wins in the U.S. in November.
Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics for the Journal editorial page. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.